The situation with COVID-19 in Europe and parts of Asia is getting more dire, with Germany saying that it's not ruling out lockdowns in order to stem the current tide of the pandemic. Angela Merkel yesterday also saying that things are as bad as they have been during the pandemic in Germany. Our Anjali Kamlani has been tracking all of this. So tell us the latest about what we know, Anjali.
Well, Julie, you pretty much said it. That's what we're looking at. Germany just, you know, following suit of what Austria already did, not taking a lockdown off the table. We've also seen some other parts of Europe really struggling with the increase in cases. Some towns in Italy, for example, also locking down. We also know that, of course, the U.S. has a do not travel advisory to Germany, among other places. So really, you know, telling the story of what the situation is there. The World Health Organization saying recently that the European area, which consists of 53 countries, could expect as much as 700,000 more deaths by March. Right now, the current tally is 1.5 million in that region. So really a lot going on there right now.
And Anjali, what's the latest here in the U.S.?
Well, we know that we've been following sort of what happens in Europe, but with a few weeks gap. So we can expect that to happen here. The rise in cases, we're already starting to see that uptick. And following suit is usually hospitalizations, which is why some hospitals around the country are already bracing for that with mask mandates, as well as, you know, clearing out some of its areas, asking for postponements of, scheduled surgeries or scheduled appointments and things like that. So really a lot of preparation, a lot of repetition of what we've already seen in the past months when surges started happening. So it's just a repeat as of right now, going into that winter surge that health experts have been warning about for the past few months.
Anjali, thank you. Thanks for keeping us posted on all of this.